Thank you for calling Alpha Window Washing.
Yes, hello, this is Catherine from Loco Splash. Is this Karen?
Yes, it is.
Karen Williams? Oh, hi, Karen.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
Good. It's good to hear. I'm actually giving you a call right now. We missed your call yesterday. Is there anything we can help?
Yes, I need to update my billing information.
Oh, for sure. I can help you with that. But let me just go ahead and confirm your, you know, the account itself. Since this
sure.
is going to be a major change that we're going to be doing, let me just pull it up here.
What? Because, I mean, am I on, I'm still on, let's see, Local Splash Advanced Reporting Beta.
Yeah.
Is there, that's the site, okay, because there's no way for me to update the billing information myself on here, correct?
Mm-hmm. You got it correct, yes.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you're able to see the billing information.
Right,
the
but
upcoming
I can't
invoices.
Update it. Yeah.
You got it correct.
Yeah, okay. Whenever
well,
you're ready.
Sure as well.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Yeah, because we want to make sure that the person is actually updating it is really the account owner. Okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, sometimes there are a lot of, a lot could happen, but, yep, hold on. Just give me one quick second. It's taking
no
some time
problem.
On my end. Mm-hmm. But there's also one thing that I would really wanted to check out. Is this phone number not able to receive text messages?
This is a landline, correct.
Oh, okay. But is there, a cell phone number we can use so we can send text messages?
No. Is there, can you send them via email?
Sure. I mean, once we do send it out, we, you know, when we give you updates, we send it to you via email or via, I mean, both email and SMS. So it's okay. Not a problem. We're just checking things out. Yep. All right. Can we get the answer to your security question? That's your mother's maiden name.
Salus. S-A-L-U-S.
Can you think maybe you might have set up the account using a different one?
From, oh, I'm sorry, Yusko, Y-U-S-K-O.
Okay, that's correct. So, yes, we can go ahead and update your billing information. Is this going to be still a MasterCard or a Visa card?
I believe it's a Visa.
Can I get the card number?
4339-9319-4867. 8529.
Okay, and the expiry?
4/26.
Okay, thank you so much. And how about the security or CVV code?
691.
All right. Again, this is going to be a Visa card, number 4339-9319. 4867-8529, expiry 0426, CVV, or a security code that's 691.
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
So
we have successfully. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, do you still have the old information in front of you or editing it? Just
oh,
made it go
no, back? Actually, we only do see the last four digits of your number. We don't keep it really visible to anybody. Well, I mean, it's only going to be visible when we type it in, like, earlier, but
right. Let me
once
ask you that.
You save it.
Is the old number 8402?
Hold on. Let me see if it's 8402. Just give me one quick second. Okay. Let me see. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing the last four digits anymore.
Okay.
We only see an update for the CVV code, not
right.
the card number. Yeah.
Is the old CMV or 464?
We do have the old one is 514.
The hell card is that then? I don't even know.
It was still a Visa card, is what I did see. A Visa
card. Oh, it was
card.
A Visa. I thought you said it was a MasterCard.
Oh no, it's a Visa.
Oh, okay. All right. That was my confusion. I thought you said, you know, is it going to be another MasterCard?
Oh, yeah.
Say
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion.
All right. No problem. You know what? While I have you here,
yeah?
Let me.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question, Ryan. Let me just get to our ad page. I just want to look at, wow, that doesn't come up to be the first page.
Your business?
Oh. Yeah, actually it is, I guess, so, well, it's
yeah,
quite
it
on,
is.
First page, but.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to check, I haven't really checked on this in a while. There was a review put in.
Yes.
Let me, I think this, Kyle G, 2 years ago, put
Kyle
in,
G?
Yeah, if you go, oh, wait a minute, let me get back, oh, crap, let me get back to here. How do I look at that review? It's at the bottom, like if I scroll all the way down, it's like the last one. It's a one-star review.
Yeah, I'm seeing it here. We could actually pull up your reviews. There are actually options for you to sort it. You can select onto the lowest, and it's the first thing that pops up. Kyle G.
Yeah.
2 years.
We don't know a Kyle G. We never did work for a Kyle G. I've reported this like over a year ago. I called up when I first saw it, revisited it again a year ago. I don't know who this Kyle G is or why he did this. Now, if you go, if I remember correctly, if you go to Kyle G's page.
Yeah.
He does a lot of reviews, doesn't he? He was somehow associated with another window washing company. So we didn't know whether it was competitor, just, you know, doing crap. Actually, it looks like he does reviews all over the freaking place. Check this out. If you go to Kyle G's, oh no, he does have a combination of, fives and ones. But we don't know who this is. We do not have a client, have never had a client named Kyle G. And the review has no information whatsoever, just a one-star plug on there. No comments, no nothing. So we don't, why would he do this to us? We don't know. And, you know, it's one out of all of them. All the rest are, you know, fine. Most of them with comments. You know, some people are a little lazier than others. But, I mean, they're all appreciated. Yeah, I mean, you can look at this. I mean, this is actual responses, people, you know, making comments saying why they're giving us the review. And then also you have Kyle G plugging in a one-star with no comments. How do we get that off there? I mean, it's just nasty. It's just, you know.
I know. I understand that. Well, I did check it out here, and I saw that, yes, there were actually a lot of attempts to get the review removed. We've tried our best. Yes, you're correct. That was last year. We tried to, you know, get that review removed, but we got multiple denials in removing it from Google. Okay, that would be something we would have to contact Google again this time. I'm going to have our Google team give it another try. I'll forward the information to them about that review. Of course, also at the same time, let them know of what it is that you've mentioned to me. What, you know, what would be the possible reasons why this Kyle G did leave your review. Okay. So, well, we'll do another try, okay? We'll give it another try, and we'll let you know. Hopefully,
yeah, because like I said, I went through the G's of every single person. I actually even went through the G's of people who we didn't get a job. You know, like I gave them an estimate and whatever, and I can't find anything with, you know, so we're just totally perplexed. Like I said, I mean, most people who look at this could look at that and know that's a crank, but still, it's just kind of ugly just having it
I
on
understand.
There.
Of course, I mean, if it were me, I would also love to get all 5 stars. You know, I mean, businesses just really need reviews and getting
a
lot of
reviews.
Right, but
I'm just saying, if you look at everything else, so all the reviews are 5 and then the one star. If you go look at, like, our home advisor page has the most, or Angie Leads, whatever the hell they call themselves. It's the same thing, mainly five, some fours, one, there's 1-3, 0-2, 0-1. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as a company across different platforms, we don't have a one-star review, you know.
Of course.
And that one three-star review is actually a mistake, too. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
again, you know, that one's not too heinous,
yeah.
But, you know.
I understand that. No worries. I will definitely give it another try, and we'll keep you updated.
All right. I appreciate that.
Okay?
No, all righty.
Thank you so much as well, Karen. You have a wonderful rest of your day. And you I hope
too.
It's not too late, but Happy New Year, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.